Sisters and brothers in Christ, grace and peace to you always. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, having embarked on a road trip since the first Sunday, four Sundays ago, first Sunday of Advent, we've been to Egypt, then to Nazareth, and last week, we left Nazareth, the home of Mary and Joseph, and the town in which Jesus grew up in. We left the town of Nazareth, and we hit the road again, headed south toward Bethlehem. And the distance between Bethlehem and Nazareth is somewhere between 70 to 80 miles over rough and rocky and bumpy terrain, a distance that can easily be covered walking, 4 to 6 days of journey, and with a 9-month pregnant woman, probably a little more days added to that. Nevertheless, we're headed this past week toward Bethlehem. Well, today we find ourselves in the little town of Bethlehem. Now, today, as we speak, Bethlehem is a larger city, a city of about 25,000 residents. But back in the days of Jesus, Bethlehem was a small, obscure, a town that wasn't much to write home about. A town probably had less than 1,000 people lived in it. And had any of us been there or gone through there, I'm sure none of us would have found it a town impressing. It was rather dull and small and insignificant town by its own standards. And yet, this little town of Bethlehem is important and significant to us. Why? What do we know about this little town? Well, the Bible or Scripture has a lot to tell us about this little town of Bethlehem, but I won't have all the time to this morning to share with you all the historical importance and the spiritual significance of this town known as Bethlehem. However, I will tell y'all this. For us Christians, for us who believe and follow the Christ, the anointed one of God, this humble and this unimpressive little town back in Jesus' day is the central and most significant town in the Bible because its relationship with Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, this little town may, for all intents and purposes, may not be that important or impressive, but because of its relationship with Jesus, it is by far the central and the most significant town in the Bible for us Christians. Yes, those of you who are a part of my Thursday noon Bible study, as we've been studying the books of the minor prophets, many of you who are a part of that Bible study group will recall how the prophet Micah, one of the small or the minor prophets, Micah was unique among all of the prophets in the Old Testament because he foretold some 700 years earlier that the Messiah, the Israel's Messiah, would be born. And Micah's prophecy is so unique because he was able to specify the actual town, 700 before it happened, the actual town in which the Messiah will be born in. The town was called Bethlehem. Micah wrote this. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler of Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Now, y'all know what this means, right? If 700 some years prior to happening, this prophet Micah foretold of this significant event in a specific town, y'all know what this means. It means, like everything else that God does, and I talked a little bit about this last Sunday, about how Nazareth, that small backwater town, served a purpose for God. Well, this means that Bethlehem also is as the birthplace of Jesus was not an accident. It was not a mishap or an afterthought of Jesus or of God. It was by God's plan. It was God's choice and God's sovereign will that this town, Bethlehem, be the birthplace of his son. Now, of course, the question is, why? Why did God choose such a small, humble, insignificant, and unimpressive town to be the birthplace of his son? After all, as God, as the creator of the universe, he could have chosen a major city like Bethlehem or Jerusalem or even Rome or some important and impressive cities. Instead, he told Micah that the Messiah will come out of Bethlehem Ephrathah. Now, I don't know if any of you caught that, but what's up with the name Bethlehem Ephrathah? Why did the prophet Micah call it that? Well, here's the reason. Just as there is a Victoria, Minnesota, or an Austin, Minnesota, as is Austin, Texas, or Victoria, Texas, the same with Bethlehem. There are two Bethlehems in Israel. I don't know if you knew that. The first Bethlehem is a few miles away from Nazareth, 4, 5, 6 miles away. That one is called Bethlehem of Zebulun or Bethlehem in Galilee. The one that Mary and Joseph traveled to 70, 80 some miles from Nazareth is known as Bethlehem Ephrathah. Now, that's the one that the prophet Micah specifically named as where Jesus would be born. And its proper name is Bethlehem Ephrathah. Ephrathah means to be fruitful. Bethlehem means house of bread. I'll talk more about that on Christmas Eve. So Bethlehem Ephrathah is this fruitful house of bread. And that's the proper and the succinct and precise name that Micah, some 700 years prior, named as where Jesus would be born. See, God was being very specific as to which Bethlehem was to fulfill the prophecy. But what difference does it make? What difference does it make if Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Zebulun or Bethlehem of Galilee or Bethlehem of Judea, Bethlehem Ephrathah? What difference would it make? Well, our gospel reading for today in the second chapter of Luke gives us the answer. Luke wrote, Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. And then, we didn't read it in our gospel for today, but a few verses later in chapter 2 of Luke, verse 11 specifically, Luke also reports that the angel of the Lord, or an angel of the Lord, appeared to the shepherds and said to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So you see, Bethlehem was the city that God destined for Jesus to be born in because it was known as the city of David. It's the city where David was born into, where he grew up. It's the city where the prophet Samuel came and anointed David to be king of Israel. Bethlehem, historically, is important in significance. So therein lies the reason why Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Ephrathah. As the promised Messiah, Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem because he had to be in the line of David, just as the prophet Isaiah foretold in Isaiah chapter 9, saying, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that day on and forever." Yes, the Messiah of Israel, your Savior, my Savior, the Son of the living God, was to reign on David's throne. And the interesting thing is that everybody in Israel knew this story. Everyone in Israel, every Jew in Israel knew and expected this to happen, that the Messiah will be born and will come and to reign over David's throne. It was a matter of when for them. And when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary 9 months prior, back in Nazareth, the angel Gabriel told her that she would bear a son who will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. And in Luke 18, some of you may remember the story of how a blind man sitting at the side of the road heard that Jesus was coming, and he shouted out, he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." You see, everyone in Israel knew that the Messiah will be in line of David, will be the son of David. Even a blind man could see that. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem for the last time on the day that we call Palm Sunday, Matthew tells us that the crowds went before him and followed him where they were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Again, everyone knew that the Messiah will be in the line of David. Yes, it was ingrained into the thinking of all Jews in Israel that the Messiah, the promised king, would come and his kingship will be of David's line. And God drove that truth home not only through prophecies, but he also drove that truth home by choosing the birthplace of Jesus to be Bethlehem, the city of David. Now, this historical fact alone, all this fact alone, that God would put such formidable forethought into to choosing the birthplace of Jesus, that thought alone, that God took the time to plan it out so that Jesus would come from the line of David, and that he would be born in the city of David, and that he will be the ruler of his people. All of that, that thought alone ought to significantly impress us. Now, on the spiritual side of things, Bethlehem matters a great deal to us. It ought to matter a great deal to us as Christians, even though it's the little town, Bethlehem is the little town that we all knew while growing up that had no room for Mary and Joseph when they finally arrived into Bethlehem. But once again, there is no haphazardness with God. There is no mistake. There is no accidents. There's no such thing as an accident or an afterthought with God. You see, I believe that the lack of room in Bethlehem that Jesus and that Joseph and Mary encountered at the end of their long road trip, that lack of room from their trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem serves as a great reminder for us. It ought to remind us every time this time of year that God does not force his will, his way into our hearts. Now, I know some of you, some of us would wish that God would do that to certain individuals that we don't really like. I wish God will just get a hold of him. God does not force his way or his will on anyone. You see, I believe that God would much prefer that we'd comply with his will and his purpose rather than he would force them on us. You see, I believe that God is not interested in making us his slaves or his robots, but rather he desires for us to be his beloved children. And out of that love, out of our love for him, we become obedience. We obey and comply. Yes, even conform to his way and his will. See, that's what I think happened in Bethlehem when there was no room for Mary and Joseph to go into. I mean, think about it. If God can cause a star to invite and lead wise men all the way from the east, surely God could have forced and made a way, made an arrangement for there to be a room available in Bethlehem where his son could be born in comfort and with ease. But God didn't do that because he couldn't force his will on people, on the Bethlehemites. God didn't do that. And here's why, in my humble opinion. It's because God wanted all to know that Jesus will only come and live in hearts where he is welcomed and where room has been made for him. That's the message of why there was no room in Bethlehem for Mary and Joseph to receive Jesus. It's to remind us that Jesus will only come and live in hearts where he is welcomed and where there is room that's been prepared for him. He will not force his way into your heart, into your life. He would much rather be welcomed, received, and room would have been prepared for him. You know, it's really sad this time of year. It's sad, but it's true that for many people, this Christmas season will come and it will go. They'll miss the most important part of it because they got so caught up and so busy in the hustle and bustle of needing to make Christmas happen. So much so that there won't be any room left in their lives, in their hearts, for Jesus. So Christmas will come and Christmas will go, and they will wonder what happened to Christmas. Please don't let that be you. You see, it is very possible to miss Christmas even as it happens all around us. See, the stress of finding the right gift alone oftentimes causes us to miss the very meaning of Christmas. And then you have to wrap the gift. Well, let alone you have to first pay for it. And all of that can be, and all of that could camouflage Christmas. It will hide it so well that it will disappear altogether. Now, this happened to a lot of people on that very first Christmas long ago in Bethlehem, in the little town of Bethlehem, of which the hymn suggests that they slept right through the most important part of history. Yes, Christmas came to Bethlehem, but almost everyone there missed it. Now, on Bethlehem's defense, they had a good excuse. The people there, the inhabitants of Bethlehem, the little under 1,000 or so people, they were overwhelmed with life. An unexpected census by the Roman government meant that a tiny village was suddenly packed to the gills, caught unprepared for the extra guests. The demand for food and water and lodging must have stretched the townspeople to the max. It must have been a logistical nightmare trying to accommodate thousands upon thousands of Bethlehemites, those who are of the line of David that was required to go to Bethlehem to register. The townspeople of Bethlehem, the sleepy town of Bethlehem, was overwhelmed that they missed altogether the significance of this historical occasion, the birth of Jesus. It must have been a nightmare, logistically speaking, to have been in Bethlehem that night. And yet God planned it for his son to be born in that city of David, in Bethlehem Ephrathah. But the Bethlehemites missed it, had no room to receive and welcome him, but a meager, tiny, small manger. That was all that was able to receive Jesus. Well, how about you? How about you this Christmas season, this Advent season? I know we've been on a road trip looking, waiting, and preparing for the return of the Son of David, the one who will rule the universe with justice, with peace, with love, with hope, Have you been overwhelmed just as the Bethlehemites have been? If you are, you run the risk of missing the true meaning of this Christmas season. Do you have room in your hearts, in your life, to welcome in this Son of David, this Son of God? Do you have room to receive and welcome him in, should he come into town today, tonight? Are you prepared for that? Should he come tomorrow or the next day? Don't get caught as the little town of Bethlehem did. Be aware and remember always that Christmas is not what we make it. It's what it's done to us. It is something that God has done and given to us. That is why we rejoice. If we go around thinking that we will make Christmas happen, we're sadly mistaken. It already done did. It happened. Therefore, we celebrate and we look forward to the return of the one who was born 2,000 some years ago in the little town of Bethlehem. May we be ready to receive and to welcome him again, anytime, any day, any week, any month, any year to come. Amen.